Accident or assassination? What's next? Was the incident an accident or an assassination? What is the next step in this process? In a series of unfortunate events, the helicopter of the President of Iran crashed last night and on the same day. The King of Saudi Arabia was hospitalized with a high fever. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi has crashed or been shot down, with the foreign minister also on board. This incident appears to be an assassination or a case of sabotage. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi was not heard from for an extended period. The reason for this was purported to be the mountainous and foggy nature of the region. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi was traveling in an old Soviet-made helicopter, which was not designed for use in foggy or rainy weather. The helicopter in question lacked the requisite digital features. In general, the Iranian authorities have stated that the helicopter made a forced landing. However, there should have been an emergency signal from the helicopter indicating that it had made a forced landing. However, there was no signal. As a result, the helicopter could not be located for a considerable period. Iran was showcasing its technological capabilities and model systems, ostensibly to demonstrate its growing influence and technological prowess. The helicopter crash has shown that Iran has not made significant progress in terms of technical surveillance and UAV technology. The helicopter of the president of the country crashed, and the location of the aircraft could not be determined for several hours. The government of the country requested assistance from the government of Turkey. Note the radar unmanned field sent by Turkey to help Iran found the downed helicopter in which the Iranian president was located. It did what more than 100 Iranian drones could not do. Had it not been for the Turkish drone, Iran would have searched for days for the helicopter containing the bodies of the Iranian president and other officials. Yesterday, President of Iran Ebrahim Raisi met with President of Azerbaijan Ilham Aliyev on the occasion of the opening of a dam at the common border point. During his meeting with Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, Ebrahim Raisi expressed concern that there are forces that may not be supportive of our efforts to come together and cooperate. Ebrahim Raisi was elected President of Iran in 2021, yet simultaneously represented the most powerful individual capable of replacing Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of Iran. In Iran, being a religious leader is very important, and therefore Ebrahim Raisi was the person who would succeed Ali Khamenei. Who would assassinate or sabotage Ebrahim Raisi? It is noteworthy that a figure who could have been a prominent religious figure in Iran met his demise in a helicopter crash. Another possibility is the demise of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi may have been the consequence of a security breach. The existence of an organization known as the Iranian Revolutionary Guards is a key factor in this context. In Iran, this structure is responsible for implementing security measures and comprehensively protecting the president. The Iranian president was permitted to travel in inclement weather and an antiquated helicopter with inadequate equipment. This is the first of the questions that require our attention. One might inquire as to the suitability of the helicopter for the prevailing weather conditions. One might inquire as to whether there was a technical team present to oversee the operation. This may be the result of a deliberate act of sabotage. However, the Iranian government is currently investigating this matter. It is possible that the intention is to weaken Iran. There is currently a power vacuum in Iran which may provide an opportunity for those with opposing views to destabilize the country through a power struggle. They may also seek to dismember Iran. It would be remiss of me not to mention that similar situations had arisen in Iraq, Libya, Yemen, and Syria. This stage is of great consequence, particularly if the assassination of Ebrahim Raisi or the sabotage of his helicopter is confirmed. In such an event, the Middle East would be placed in a highly complex situation. This crypto structure wants a different system in Iran. As a result, there may be a power struggle for power among the crypto mechanisms inside. Sabotage was carried out at very critical points in Iran. Assassinations were organized against very critical commanders, so there is already a crypto structure there, and there are collaborators inside. There is a serious crypto structuring within the Iranian administration. On occasion, senior members of the Revolutionary Guards have been dismissed from their positions within the Iranian government. In addition, other senior state officials were also dismissed. It's not entirely clear who's who. There is a power that is attempting to expand the conflict in the Middle East through Iran, and there is a power that is attempting to redesign the Middle East. The crash of the Iranian president's helicopter is of significant consequence and will have far-reaching repercussions in Iran and the Middle East in the coming days. Should the Iranian state determine and declare that the incident was perpetrated by external forces, they will likely declare a state of emergency. thereby precipitating a significant conflict in the Middle East. It is also likely that this situation will have an impact on Turkey. This similar incident happened on July 8, 2022, when Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated. 2 weeks ago, there was an assassination attempt against Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico was hospitalized with serious injuries from an assassination attempt on him and is now in moderate condition. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Kanan Haidarov, subject, accident or assassination? What's next? Data 20.5.2024.